Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Scientist.
Live from the Edwards Food Giant Studio, it's Tap Time with Bryce Nall and Scott Parton, presented by New Province Brewing. Now, here are your Tap Time tenders of the mic, Bryce Nall and Scott Parton.
We're just sitting here, shooting the breeze and drinking beer. Mike, Scott, Bryce, and a few friends. We got ales, lagers, and IPAs, so I think you better bring me a brew. It's Tap Time, we got an hour to get through. It's Tap Time, coming at you live. Tap Time, talking that jive. Tap Time, give us a call. Tap Time, it's like we're drinking with y'all.
What's up, Scott?
It's like we're drinking with y'all.
Man, I don't know. Yeah, I can hear you. It's...
All right.
You said we had an issue, your wife, last show, said we weren't as loud. I don't know. Maybe it's... It's Tap
Time. We felt loud.
We felt... Yeah, I definitely felt loud. Oh, got a fun show tonight. It's just me and you in studio, but I know we got one caller calling in because I see he's on hold. And hopefully we got another one calling in here about midway through the show.
Yeah, she's probably pretty busy tonight, so we'll see how she does. But we got our boy John Lee from New Province Brewing on the phone. And we happen to be popping open a couple of New Province Haze Parade Hazy IPAs right now. John, how are you?
Man, I am good. How are y'all doing tonight?
We're getting better. We just popped a couple.
Sweet. I'm sad that I couldn't be there with y'all tonight.
Yeah, you got a little festival going on up there this weekend of some sorts?
Yeah, so we're, as y'all probably know, it is beer festival season starting up right now.
Not to mention about 30,000 kids, I think, are in the process of moving up that
moving
way,
back.
Too.
Well, there's that, too, yeah. We got the store festival going on at the Benton County Fairgrounds near the airport in Bentonville, which is a big hot air balloon festival.
Oh.
So there's a bunch of breweries out there. It's a big time.
Will you get in a hot air balloon?
That's an absolute no.
Yeah, I've got two rules in my life. Never get in a hot air balloon and never jump out of a perfectly good airplane.
I'm not.
I think I'd jump out of a plane right before I'd like get in a hot air balloon.
You're in that tiny little box. You're just controlled by a big balloon. I mean, I've seen the movie Up.
Yeah.
I see. That's all I need to know.
You can't control where.
The guy landed on a waterfall. I mean, you never know where you're going to come down. So this Haze Parade,
I'm
John,
you can't
year
control
round.
One.
Year round, is that selling pretty good for you?
It is. So this is the probably the one. Yeah, the one you're drinking would be the second rendition of it. We did a couple small batches, the one we actually brewed a full batch starting today, and so with a little tweaks in between. And so hopefully we're getting a little better each time. But
I haven't disliked it yet.
No, I mean, I think last time you were in studio, you had just freshly canned some up on those test batches, if I'm not mistaken, maybe.
That's delicious.
But that is fantastic.
Small batches, I guess. Well, good. It's good enough to be
glad
a
y'all
year round.
That. It's pretty well received. Yeah, I was telling somebody earlier today, I felt like we probably should have done a year-round hazy a few years ago. But, yeah, I think it was the right time.
Well, it's the right beer. It's working pretty good for me. It'll be a good beer to have at all these festivals and introduce. What all festivals are you guys going to be involved in? I know you've got the Rogers Oktoberfest, which has turned into a massive deal up there, it sounds like.
Yeah, that one's coming up in October. But next week is the All Arkansas Beer Festival that I believe is at the...
Argenta, isn't it?
I think it's at
River
the
Market.
Pavilion.
Yeah,
River Market Pavilion. And then, coming in September, we're going to be at the Bite NWA Festival up here. I don't know if you all know what that is. It's associated with the LPGA event.
Oh.
And so there's a bunch of restaurants, bars, essentially you go around and you get little samples from everybody. It's a fantastic event as well. And then also you get to watch a bunch of golf.
So is it there at the golf course there?
It is on the course, correct.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That,
I mean, golf is a beer drinking.
It is.
Spectator-wise, I mean, I play bad enough.
I don't know. I tend to get better the more I drink.
So. I'm the opposite, if I can get worse. But when I'm watching golf, yeah, I can drink a lot of beer for that. Yeah, you've always got some pretty good festival going up there. Of course, we got a couple of good ones here, the Arkansas Times. Well, that one's in the spring. What's the one coming up, the All-Arkansas?
It is the Arkansas Times.
Yeah, the All-Arkansas.
All-Arkansas Festival, craft beer, wine, and spirits.
What's next Friday?
I believe that's it. It is Friday,
yeah,
August
Friday.
22nd.
Okay.
Yeah. I heard Mr. John Lee might be on the television doing a little promo
for
it.
Yeah, so I'm doing a spot on Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. on KARK Channel 4.
Now, can you get up that early? Is that a? Are you still going to be up?
Yeah, I get up pretty early, but this would be the first time I've ever been in studio. On the TV.
So it's going to be live.
I think our friend Josiah, either this morning or yesterday morning, was on KTV promoting.
Good for him.
Festival.
I actually talked to him today.
But anyway, it's the best of drink-related products and music created here in the Diamond State. The third annual All-Arkansas Festival is in Little Rock's River Market Pavilion. Early bird tickets are $30. Ending 2 weeks before, so I guess that would be tomorrow, and they go up to $40. Or you can get a VIP for $100 with private seating, a private catered buffet, and a personal bartender for high-end spirits.
Okay. We're talking.
$30, that's a pretty good deal.
No, that was $100.
That was $100.
That was the VIP, but it's
So I heard about the
I thought
the $30 was a good deal.
Well, no, it is. If you can get in, if you can get in 30, or even if you miss, if you don't get tickets by tomorrow and you got to pay 40, that's still as cheap as going out and having three or four beers.
I'm old enough to remember when we used to do beer festivals at the River Market Pavilion.
Yeah,
and even the amphitheater. I remember one of the original ones at the amphitheater 20 years ago, maybe.
Yeah. Those were some beer drinking events. I don't know that was just when I first came on to Golden Eagle 25 years ago. I remember going to that, and that was pretty much just a.
I sampled the same beer over and over about 20 times.
I think they had not a big huge selection at that time. I think it was more about probably just coming and drinking beer for really cheap.
Yeah, and then it bounced. It was in the Armory in North Little Rock.
I think that was Little Oktoberfest.
Little Oktoberfest, yeah. Wow, we're going back.
That one's coming up. Little Oktoberfest is probably one of my favorites. I mean, it holds a special place in my heart, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's such a great event, and this year I think they're doing it in Argentina, are they not?
I'll look it up, but I'm not for sure.
It's one of the ones homebrewers, and that's how you discover.
That's the best part about it, in my opinion. But
and you know what Bryce is about to talk about. Then you go discover beers from
Hey, last show I brought that up, John.
He listened to it.
I listened to that.
Maybe one of these days I'll get him to. Maybe brew a test batch again and just can be.
Maybe I should try to figure out how to do a small batch for Little Oktoberfest.
Maybe he can can me a couple
just
cases.
For you, Bryce.
You see the smile on his face right now.
Yeah.
What else you got going on there at New Province Brewing, Mr. Lee?
And once again, I mean, it's festival season, so
that's what we're doing
right now. I'm in full swing. We're about to brew our third beer in the Uncharted series, which is going to be a Earl Grey IPA. So I'm looking forward to that one.
Love it.
Yeah.
The Oktoberfest is out. We've already talked about that last week, I think. The Oktoberfest beers are out. Let's say it that way. And y'all's is out there. I've seen it.
Yeah.
Drank it. Love it. I saw the Hunters out around here. I've seen
saw that
Quite a few of them.
Founders. And then...
I always like to see Sierra Nevada. Have you seen that? That's a good one.
I have not seen that one. I did see... Now, granted, I think... I saw some...
Sam Adams has to be out, right?
Yeah. Sam Adams comes out like April now, I think. April or May or something.
I remember John and I, even when we were still drinking fancy crafts, when we were becoming beer snobs, I still went and got that six-pack of Sam Adams Oktoberfest when they first came. It was just exciting, a change of the season.
Well,
that was late July, usually, though.
I remember a long, long time ago, I sold grocery stores, and that was always the first, big display midsummer, heading into the fall
October.
Of the blue and orange package. And that's why I used to joke and call it July Fest, then June or July Toberfest, and then June Toberfest, because it literally starts showing up early and earlier. But I think they have in recent years decided to bring that out.
I mean, I've only recently started seeing them in the last week or so. And hey, we're on the road the first week of September, and we're kind of staying in a little German style village. Their Oktoberfest there starts the week we're there, the first week of September.
And I got to get you that info from, I told you, I got a sister that lives not too far away from there. Maybe I should just hook you up with them. Maybe they
tell them to come out.
My brother, Matt, my brother-in-law, he's been in studio many of times. Yeah. I'll tell him. I'm gonna be like, hey, Scott's coming down, and
looks like there's a lot of wine in that area. Yeah, so we'll be drinking a lot of wine. You know, I'm gonna find some beer though. They got some German beer halls.
Well, here's what I need to do.
And they start cranking Oktoberfest, first week of September.
Because my sister is pregnant again, and she can't drink, so you and Kelly and Matt could have a DD. So, John, what's going on as far as, I know you said you got some new beers coming out, but...
Uncharted.
What about the beers that you guys, Fallen Queen... Philosopher King, how have those been doing lately?
Fantastic. I mean, Philosopher King is really picked up. I think, we've seen better sales in Central Arkansas this year, and Philosopher King has been a big part of that. But being our flagship, I mean, it's always done well for us. Fallen Queen is still our number three behind Spacesuit. I mean, it's a great one, but I'd say the biggest increase that we've seen is in Del Rey, our Mexican lager on draft. That beer has become our number two draft seller in 2 years. And so people have been really gravitating, I think, towards lighter beers. And then also we're seeing an increase in our common or amber ale. So I also think people are looking at, they're drinking more, I guess, old school beers, which I think traditional kind of styles, which is great, So, I mean, that's the ones we grew up on, right? So I love seeing that coming back.
I'll call them less complex beers, yet that certainly doesn't mean they're easy to make good versions of. It's just a little less complex on your palate, I think.
Well, and actually John would probably agree that those less complex beers are probably harder to brew than this hazy we're sitting here drinking right now.
Yeah.
Because if there's any off flavors.
Yeah, and they're cheaper.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
where's that?
The thing is, if there's any, you can't hide those off flavors.
You're absolutely right, Brett.
Let me ask you this, John. We've got some new laws in the state of Arkansas. I think a little higher ABVs are going to be a little more exposed. I think they're going to.
They've already started.
You want to tell us a little more about that, Bryce? And then.
Well, yeah, there was a law passed this legislative session that before you had to go to a liquor store to get anything above 6.3, so 6.4 and above, you had to go to a liquor store. There was a push by the Grocery Association to get that changed, and they made a couple attempts. First attempt failed. Didn't even get out of committee, I don't believe, or it got out of committee, but failed miserably on the floor. And then later, literally the last week of session, amazing bills that get passed that last week of session. I guess there's deals being made to get other things passed. But anyway, the Grocery Association got a bill passed that they can now sell, the grocery and convenience can now sell beer above 6.3 up to 12.6, which pretty much encompasses probably 90% of every beer, 95% of all beers. But that law went into effect August 5th, actually last Tuesday.
I wouldn't want to get into how it affects liquor stores and all that because I know there's people for and against it. But from your point of view, John, as a brewery, and as a consumer, it helps us all. I think it just makes beer more available. But what do you do differently now, John? What's your – I know you've known it's coming for a little bit.
Well, I mean, we do make some, you know, some larger ABV beers. I mean, most of those here recently have been like hazy IPAs, you know, double hazy, things like that. And so I would love to be able to see those in grocery, and I'm sure you will here soon. I mean, it's obviously opened the door, which, you know, I'd say that could be good or bad, you know, depending on what they're putting in there, you know.
And trust me, I'm on the knowing I'm on the distributor side.
I'm looking at the
both, but at the end of the day, if you're especially, and I'll say this because I watched a lot of the committee meetings and the debate about this, and everybody was pushing local. They kept talking, hey, we want our local breweries to be able to sell their beer basically anywhere in Arkansas, which is a valid point. Guys like you know, you're investing, you guys invest a lot of money, Lost 40's invested a lot of money, Flyway's invested a lot of money. You know, they want to be able to sell their beers everywhere. And it's not about people just all of a sudden wanting to go buy 10% beer and drink
twice as
much.
Some people that didn't know it was – some regular drinkers that probably didn't even know it was a law.
Hey, I still get – I mean, we have a lot of RTDs we sell, and every once a week I'm in a Walmart or Kroger or somewhere, and they're like, hey, where can I get that Cutwater? Where can I get this? And it's like, you got to go to the liquor store because it's liquor-based. So there still are things out there that are protecting the liquor stores that there's no liquor, RTDs, none of that in grocery. It's just a little bit higher beer. And what's crazy is you can buy a wine that's 22.5% in a grocery store, but you could never buy a 6.4%.
The law doesn't make any sense, but.
All right, John, I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to keep you on through the break. When we come back, I'm going to ask him what his inspiration for that hazy IPA was. You're listening to Tap Time on 103.7 The Buzz.
Check. Certified Angus beef? Check. Swift All Natural pork? Check. House-made brats? Check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete, thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for imports or seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Did you hear about a beer on Tap Time and can't remember what the name was? Did you miss a broadcast or simply want to listen to the show again? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Barton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, go to the Facebook page Tap Time LR for all your news and information on beers and breweries that the guys have discussed and get the most up-to-date information on what's going on in the Arkansas beer scene.
Born in the Ozarks and brewed in Rogers, Arkansas, New Province Brewing Company is producing some of the finest and uniquely crafted beer in Arkansas. Enjoy their bold and beautiful Philosopher King IPA, the sophisticated Fallen Queen Belgian-style Whitby, an easy-drinking Spacesuit Session Ale, or one of their many delicious seasonals and rotators. Whatever the occasion, seize the day, craft your empire, and reach for the New Province. Go to newprovincebrewing.com for more information.
Hey, Central Arkansas, your chance to save big on your auto financing is quickly slipping away. There's only a few weeks left to take advantage of the summer auto loan special at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union. Hurry and apply to lock in a crazy low interest rate starting at 1.99% interest, plus no payments for 90 days and up to 84 months financing. Offer valid on 2023, 24, and 25 models, new, used, or refinanced. Don't miss out. The offer ends August 30th, so you better move fast. Apply now at Alcoa Community FC. U.org.
We got the big deals at the Big Rock. Got the big deals at the Big Rock.
Hey, Arkansas, it's Terry Harrison at the Big Lot, where you'll find the biggest selection, the biggest savings, and now you'll find Big Steve Landers.
That's right, Arkansas. I'm back in the car business at the Big Lot. Don't be confused. The real Steve Landers deals are at Chris Crane Dodge Jeep Ram.
Come see me and Big Steve at the Big Lot. Chris Crane Dodge Jeep Ram, Alco Road in Benton.
The Big Lot Benton.
I'm Dr. Lowry Barnes. When it comes to orthopedic care, there's no place like the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. We built this hospital just for you. With state-of-the-art surgical suites, advanced technology, and the state's largest group of fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons, it's the best place in Arkansas to get you moving again. And if you need urgent orthopedic care, UAMS Ortho Now is right here for you at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health, where motion lives and service leads.
Southern Tail Brewing is now open in Little Rock's East Village. Join them at the forefront of this exciting venture where dogs and beer unite to create an unforgettable experience. Discover a haven where you can indulge in delicious craft beer and great food. Southern Tail Brewing, 900 East 9th Street in Little Rock. Want to listen to Tap Time while you're away from the radio? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Parton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also look for Tap Time on Facebook at TapTimeLR.
Beer, check. Certified Angus beef, check. Swift All Natural pork, check. House-made brats, check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for import source seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go buy any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Yo, can I get a cold beverage? I need some leverage. A sweaty ass as a lemonade will be nice for the spice from the top to a VK. Got a bottle of drink, but girls got the bait on a bum board. I got some icing. If you like a taste of tea, then come along with me. Summertime is steaming, don't give me no buzz. Glass some ice and a dash of them, it's my team time. Yeah, yeah, feeling golden. Bring your own beverage. It's me, so it's cold. I like cold beverage, yeah. I like cold beverage, yeah. Give me a frosty mug filled with A&W. If you got ice cream to make it a double scoop, a shake from the fat and real good sound. Chocolate egg cream, you want to cherry.
Scott, I told you, man, got new glasses today, and my vision is all bleeped up.
Glasses are supposed to help.
Well,
you have them on backwards?
I guess no.
Selfie
I mean,
mode.
I got it. Yeah, exactly. I had to get bifocals, but they're not the ones with the line, as you can see. And it is all messing me up. It's going to take me a couple days, but
or a couple beers.
Tell you what, this past weekend, my 9-year-old wanted steak Sunday night. She starts school on Monday, and lo and behold, I didn't get her. We didn't cook steak Sunday night, but you know what? I told you I was off this week, so Monday had to go visit our friends at Edwards Food Giant and get some steaks to cook a 9-year-old steak for her first day of school. So I went up there, Cantrell, Mississippi, got me some strips and some ribeyes and came home and cooked them. But got to tell you, man, I know – you visited the Lakewood location. Man, they've got the dry age now up at Cantrell, Mississippi. And I would recommend anybody out there listening, go either Lakewood or Cantrell, Mississippi locations of Edwards Food Giant and check out their dry age steak. You can get a whole ribeye, but you got to buy the whole thing, and they'll age it for 31 days, I believe.
Mm.
Then slice it as thick or as thin as you want it. But go see our friends up at Edwards Food Giant at Cantrell in Mississippi or Lakewood Village. And for their Swift All Natural Pork, Certified Angus Beef, and my personal favorite, their house-made brats. All right, let's see this.
Grab some New Province beer on your way out the door.
Absolutely.
Pair it with that meat.
All right, we got John on. But I see I'm going to do this. And, John, if I hang up on you, please call back. But let's see.
Yeah, don't hang up on me.
Damon, is that supposed to turn to blue?
She's gone.
Oh, I may have hung up on her. Anyway, so, John, I got to ask you, and I may have asked you this before. What was your inspiration on the Hayes Parade?
Well, you know, we started doing hazies here immediately right after we purchased New Province back in 22. And the first one I did was West Hudson. And so it took us, I guess, this long really to kind of just get comfortable with what we wanted to put into a can, you know. I mean, just the whole process, you know. I mean, they're delicate beers, and, you know, we wanted to be right, so. As far as, like, I mean, inspirations, I mean, I can tell you that we've drank hundreds over the years. And so, I mean, all of those are inspirations for me, you know. I mean, it's one of my favorite styles for sure. I mean, I'm usually drinking either, you know, IPAs or light lagers these days, and so, or something that I can drink a few of. But,
yeah, it's becoming
a
style.
It's fantastic.
We always talk about now, we make fun of it. We're like, everybody got to have 10 hazy IPAs. And then we go in somewhere and we're both drinking hazy IPAs. You know?
That's me. Oh, well. That's usually the first thing I look for when I get in a brewery or a restaurant. Let's see what hazies there are.
Well, I mean, it goes good with food.
Well, joining us having a very special night tonight, Scott.
I hope.
Hooked us up about a month ago. Miss Liz Preston with Preston Rose Brewery. Special call-in, got an event happening tonight.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing great. You got John Lee on the phone from New Province as well. We just got you both on here at the same time.
Hey, John.
How you doing, Liz?
All right.
Good to hear your voice.
A couple of my favorite
beer
people around the state at the same time. Having a big party tonight, Liz?
Farm cell reception isn't great. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, we got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you got a bunch of visitors out there tonight, I believe, don't you?
Yeah, we've just started serving full-time back on the farm. We're Thursday through Sunday.
I find that exciting now. I never got a chance to go, you know, when you guys moved, but I've been out there to the farm quite a few. John Lee and I actually went once together. Love it.
Yeah.
I love it out there. I can't wait to see what you've done now. I always love the food. You always make great beers. I'm glad to see you back out there.
Thank you.
I hope everyone that lives around there realizes what they've got right there. And I hope people from Little Rock keep coming over and doing. And now you are around here in Little Rock. You still got quite a few tap panels around here, don't you?
Yeah, we're at five or six spots over there. We're at the new route. We're at Draft and Table. We're at El Sur and Reduno. Maybe one or two more. They're keeping me. I'm not the one who gets to do the beer deliveries, but
a little bit of everywhere.
We are definitely on tap.
Now, I did see it at Draft and Table just the other day. We stopped by there. That's not too far from the house, but. Sounds like you're a little bit of every neighborhood. Somebody can find it if they're looking for it.
Yeah, small places like us, for sure.
Now, we went to that new route the other morning for breakfast, but I typically don't drink beer before, 9 a.m. maybe. 8 a.m.
Right.
What's wrong with you, Scott?
Breakfast beer is okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, Scott.
Absolutely.
If I were on vacation, I might.
I might have to get up and drink a beer at like 7:30 in the morning because I am on vacation.
Well, I know this is going to keep you busy, Liz, but we were talking with John about how Arkansas and I guess most states probably festival season like crazy. You know, you start getting towards August through really November, I guess. You guys got some big festivals coming up?
We're going to go to Little Rocktoberfest, as always, and we'll at least send beer to our guild event. But coming back to the farm and closing Clarksville, we definitely have scaled back on staff. So
yeah,
we may go skinny on the events this year.
So tell us a little bit. You guys are going back to the farm. What's some things we can expect? What have you guys got going on out there? Hours. I noticed you guys are just opening 4 days a week out there. What can we expect?
We're here. Yeah, so Thursday nights we just do smoked burgers and a few small veggie dishes from the farm that we grow. And hang on, I had to change an alarm there. And so it's just kind of casual on Thursday nights. Our pint club meets here on Thursdays, so that's kind of the main focus. Then Friday and Saturday we'll have full dinner, and the menu will rotate. Mostly weekly, but kind of just with the season. And then Sunday, we'll do lunch and brunch. The hours are Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 5 to 9, and Sunday, 12 to 5.
So, you said Thursday nights the Pint Club meets. What can you, for our listeners out there that don't know about, what is the Pint Club you guys have?
So you join every fall. We've got openings, a few openings this year. We're kind of just redoing it or restarting it after COVID. It kind of fell apart a little bit like everything else. So we're just kind of getting everybody back together. You pay a membership fee, and then you get your Pint Club glass, which is a press and rose glass with your name etched on it. And then that gets you a beer every Thursday. Your first beer is free. Well, not free, but it's prepaid. and it gets you a discount off of our little mini mercantile and our merchandise. It gives you first shot at any special events that are ticketed. And we do an event once a year where we do a free barbecue for all the Pint Club members.
Now, Liz, I just showed Scott a picture. I'm being nosy here.
He's stalking your Facebook page.
Yeah, tell me about these chicken fried mushrooms that apparently you guys have on special tonight.
Yep. Those are those particular ones are some hen of the woods mushrooms that we picked up, and I bread them just like you would chicken fried steak, and fry them, and serve them with a little homemade ranch with a bunch of herbs from our farm.
Scott, that looks amazing. It almost makes me want to just like. Me and you should run up there if it wasn't a couple hours away after the show to get some of those.
Now, my wife likes to find those lion's mane mushrooms at the markets and make a lot of things with those. That looks delicious. Well,
we do some lion's mane chicken nuggets with those, too.
I'm never shy about telling people around here that it's a couple-hour drive, but really you want to do something fun and get out of Little Rock for a little bit, get out in the country. Wonderful food, and you guys always make fantastic beer. It's a good little getaway. Make a night of it.
Speaking of beers, if we have some folks maybe want to get out this weekend and they venture their way up there, what beers, besides all of them, what would you recommend that you guys currently have on tap right now?
Well, we've still got a little of our mariachi left, which is the big stout that we do every May for our Cinco de Mayo, and it's aged really nicely. So it's basically a big, it's a bold stout, but I don't do any of my stouts that make you feel like you're eating instead of drinking, so it's easy on the palate. But we always incorporate our chilies that we grow on the farm into the beer, so... It's a nice little spicy beer. It's not overwhelming, but you definitely can tell it's hot peppers in there.
That sounds delicious. I called John out because he is the man at making some of those delicious.
The chewy beers?
Oh, yeah. And you know, I love them. I love them. But
I
can't drink too many of them. And they kind of shut me down after a couple. So it's kind of fun to hear about some that are not as thick. Although, the next time we just opened a bottle of one that's probably super thick. So I can't speak because I buy them all the time. But, yeah, I love the sound of it.
Yeah, Liz, you're always known for, like...
Go ahead, John.
We
I was just going to say, we squeezed in a little. Like making some.
Nope.
Sorry.
Finish, John.
No,
finish.
You're good.
Making unique and some innovative beers. But.
Thank you.
I mean, I was talking with a friend earlier, and like we like miss beers that are kind of like outside the box. And again, I'm glad that you're still kind of doing that for, you know, for Arkansas. You know,
yeah.
You're still pushing that out there. That's great.
Well, and that's what I've noticed too, sitting here looking at a Facebook post. Not only do you guys have your beers on tap, y'all have some guest beers on tap, along with our friends over at Origami in Hot Springs.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have some Arkansas sake, along with some Arkansas wine. So you guys are definitely supporting local, as we all should be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Liz, thanks for calling in. I know reception's kind of spotty out there, but
let's
we
got to
get you in studio sometime.
Selfishly, because then you bring
here.
Beer.
We may, Scott and I may have to make a weekend trip or a Saturday trip this fall and come up.
Good luck tonight, Liz.
We've
and we
done
will
podcasts
talk to you soon.
Out here. You can bring some stuff.
All right.
Well, thanks, Liz, for calling in.
All right, guys.
John, you're not so lucky. I'm putting you back on hold, and you're coming back for a third segment.
No, I'm good.
All right. You're listening to Tap Time on 103.7 The Buzz.
Beer, check. Certified Angus beef, check. Swift All Natural pork, check. House-made brats? Check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete, thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for imports or seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Did you hear about a beer on Tap Time and can't remember what the name was? Did you miss a broadcast or simply want to listen to the show again? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Barton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, go to the Facebook page Tap Time LR for all your news and information on beers and breweries that the guys have discussed and get the most up-to-date information on what's going on in the Arkansas beer scene.
Southern Tail Brewing is now open in Little Rock's East Village. Join them at the forefront of this exciting venture where dogs and beer unite to create an unforgettable experience. Discover a haven where you can indulge in delicious craft beer and great food. Southern Tail Brewing, 900 East 9th Street in Little Rock.
The Arkansas Poultry Federation presents Wingstock 2024 on Saturday, August 10th from noon to 3 at Simmons Bank Arena. Indulge in all-you-can-eat chicken wings featured by local restaurants and vendors who will be dishing up their best wing to compete for the People's Choice Award and the coveted Golden Wing Award. Plus, a variety of domestic and craft beers available for purchase. Tickets on sale now at the Arena Box Office or Ticketmaster.com. Brought to you in part by KARK4, Fox 16, and 103.7 The Buzz.
An official message from Medicare.
I'm saving money on my Medicare prescriptions. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $24,000 a year, or married couples who make less than $32,000. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out.
Go to ssa.gov/extrahelp. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure, you were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Paid for by the Arkansas Highway Safety Office.
Born in the Ozarks and brewed in Rogers, Arkansas, New Province Brewing Company is producing some of the finest and uniquely crafted beer in Arkansas. Enjoy their bold and beautiful Philosopher King IPA, the sophisticated Fallen Queen Belgian-style Whitby, an easy-drinking Spacesuit Session Ale, or one of their many delicious seasonals and rotators. Whatever the occasion, seize the day, craft your empire, and reach for the New Province. Go to newprovincebrewing.com for more information.
Want to listen to Tap Time while you're away from the radio? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Parton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, look for Tap Time on Facebook at Tap Time LR.
Beer, check. Certified Angus beef, check. Swift All Natural pork, check. House-made brats, check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete, thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for imports or seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Live from the Edwards Food Giant Studio, welcome back to Tap Time on 103.7 The Buzz, the show for beer lovers. Here again are your hosts, Bryce Nall and Scott Parton.
Her puppies, that's $100 cash apiece. This old boy struck it country rich at least for a couple of weeks. I owe my daddy that 50 spot and the muffler shop the rest. But Daddy and Bubba's gonna have to wait. I got an empty ice chest, boys. It's beer time. This old town's dry. Headed to the county line for something cold. I need a 12-pack in a brown paper sack. I sit down in the back.
John, I gotta say, you, Scott and I both just kind of grabbed stuff tonight to bring, and you're definitely missing out. Should have come
15,
in studio.
A 15% Imperial Stout from 2023, brewed with Arbol chilies. It's called Mrs. Stoutfire from Cabin Bay.
First of all, I got to bring him back on. He's sitting there talking to himself.
Well, he was probably busy drooling because I was reading that.
Oh, you didn't hear that. But
no, we didn't hear anything. Yeah, repeat.
Oh, okay, I could hear you, but.
Yeah.
Who made that beer?
Cabin Boys, Tulsa.
Ah.
I think you met Austin at Frostfest this
year.
Yeah,
because I think y'all sent a picture, him and Ryan. Y'all texted me that day.
Yeah, I was hanging around with those three guys, and it was something.
I know.
I knew how to drink beer. They knew
we were obviously drinking a little, but we kicked around, talking about a collab that day, and I'd love to make that happen.
I would still love to see that. Well, Rogers to Tulsa is, 90 minutes maybe?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell him tomorrow. I'm actually, if you're listening, Austin, and I already texted him this, but I'm going to be in Tulsa this weekend.
Yeah, we talked about it we talked about a three-state collab with Ryan over there at Soul and Spirits. I was like, that would be a very cool thing to do.
We just got to figure that out, and Scott and I, y'all figure out where y'all brew it, and we'll
stand around.
We'll come, and Scott and I'll supervise. We'll be like the road department.
There
we'll stand around and watch y'all do the work all day.
I'll wear a supervisor's hat, but I won't actually do anything. So yeah, like the road department. No offense to any road
sounds
department.
Sounds like a plan.
I worked at the road department one time, so you stand around, you watch other people work. So.
Well, it's like Liz was talking about, John. You get some of these big Imperial Stouts, and they're delicious, but they're not that drinkable. Like, you can drink 6 or 8 ounces of them, but you don't just reach for multiple cans, not just because of the ABV, but it's also just really loads you up. And it doesn't mean they're not delicious. But there's something to be said for making some stouts that are, more approachable to have multiple. They don't have to be Imperial Stouts, obviously, but.
Well, speaking of, we're for our, I guess that the Uncharted that's coming this winter, we're planning on doing a stout or a porter. I don't know what it'll be just yet, but, obviously it'll probably have some flavors or something added to it, but.
Y'all
have any ideas? I'd love to hear them.
We could probably get this collaboration jump started because I noticed you guys. We may have to wait till October 25th to plan this. If we can get Austin to come over.
John, did you say you're going to be at Festival of Darkness? Is New Province going to be there this year?
We are doing Festival of Darkness. It'll be the first time, since I've been there, New Province has done it.
And are you going to be there yourself?
It's actually the first time I've been there in a long time, to be honest. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I mean,
Well, I think we can get
y'all,
on
y'all
that.
Got me excited on that last show.
Ron will be over from Soul and Spirits. Yeah, we got to make a phone call to Austin, we can do that or try.
I'm going to see him Saturday. I'm going to tell him to get over here.
Just go ahead and invite him and then call Lost 40 and say, hey, I got y'all another entrance.
Now, Cabin Boys was at Festival of Darkness 1 year. But I didn't see them on the list this year.
I don't see them on the current list. That doesn't mean they may
John,
not.
John, I'm not trying to break your heart here, man, but I'm working at the booth for Soul and Spirits this year, not New Province.
I know.
All right. I mean,
Something tells me.
I volunteer for anything New Province has because I get to stand there and drink their beer. And that's good.
Something tells me Scott will spend as much time at the New Province table as he does at Ryan, the Soul and Spirits. So,
hey, it goes to a point. I've volunteered at many, many beer festivals through the years, but I've only volunteered and worked at the breweries that I really like, you know? Like I volunteered one night for Stone. Remember that? You hooked me up with that? David Breen hooked me up with that. Arkansas Craft. I've worked many times at New Province. Love their beers. Soul and Spirits, I love. I think they're one of the best breweries around. I always like what they bring to the table. And I worked for Moody Brews one night. I stood at Moody Brews table and poured one.
Look,
night,
you know? I've been to a million.
There ain't no working.
All three of us combined have been over 3 million festivals. Not a lot of work going on between me and you, Scott.
No.
But now, John, other hand, he's probably busy.
Yeah, I do help set up and take down. Sometimes that can
be good at that.
A lot of work, yeah.
So,
I'm getting pretty good at these things. That's for sure.
Oh, you can set up and take down by yourself. I've seen you do it, which is pretty amazing considering the huge tent and all that stuff. When you're ready to go,
Definitely not my first rodeo.
Yeah. You've had a few.
So what do we need to know? I know you've kind of been spouting it all, but if we were putting the cliff notes, where can we catch you guys in the next couple months? Again, John, anybody out there looking for you? You said you got a festival this weekend.
Soar.
Yeah, we got a bunch.
Next weekend we got Little Rock.
Yeah.
I don't remember the date on Rogers
October Fest. Yeah, we got the All Arkansas next weekend. Got the Bite Festival on September 20th. We didn't talk about this one yet. So there's a festival in Fayetteville called Brew Pig Suey that they do alongside, or I guess it's outside of Baum. I guess it's before one of the games, and it's on October 5th. That's a cool one.
Fun. So they're going to go football.
And then Scott and I were just over. Yeah. Scott and I were at the Historic Arkansas Museum last weekend. I did an event over there for their second Friday art thing. And then I'm doing that again on, October 10th.
Everybody needs
to
book
that. Then we got Little Oktoberfest on the 11th. Oh, here's one I'm excited about that I can't even really go to. But, we're doing Cooper Young Festival in Memphis this year.
Yeah.
Which is the most. Fantastic.
Who
beer
said that?
One of the best.
Said they were, Lost 40 said they were doing that again.
That's an amazing festival. Yeah. Wonderful part of Memphis.
I love Memphis. I mean, they treat you so well. I mean, being with breweries, it's a great festival.
The Oktoberfest Rogers is October 18th.
I know you said that.
Yeah, it's the same weekend. So
okay.
Little Rock Oktoberfest.
I'll be there.
You'll be at the one in Rogers, but you're sending stuff to Memphis? Or no?
Yeah. So some of our crew will be in Memphis, and I will be in Rogers because every year in Rogers, Oktoberfest, they do a firkin for the festival.
Yeah.
And we are actually tapping a firkin of our Oktoberfest. I'll be up there with the mayor, I think,
tapping that.
Look at him getting big time.
Getting
some political
fame. And then
the weekend after is Festival of Darkness. So it's a jam-packed few months.
Hey, I'm checking this out. October 11th is Central Arkansas Fermenters, Little Oktoberfest. But they got a deal this year that I've never seen them do. You can get a discounted rate at the Windham Riverfront for $119 a night because they are They're doing it over in Argentina, and that's a
that's a great deal.
That is fantastic.
I may do that just so I don't have to try.
I mean that's a Uber. Fantastic.
Uber's $119 from there.
Go check them out, and it's $25 general admission, $40 for VIP, and that gets you in early at 5 o'clock for that VIP. Get you an hour early. So you can go check John out, make sure he doesn't run out of those fantastic beers, and you know maybe hey, he'll brew that special.
If
beer.
If you love beer and you don't make it to a festival in the next couple months, you're lazy. There's a lot going on. I'm going to try to make them all.
It's been a while since I've been to Festival of Darkness, but it's the stars are kind of aligning that I think I might have to show up this year.
It is an amazing festival. I mean, they really put it on a show just between the themes they have every
year. You dress up, Scott?
I dress up as a old guy that drinks beer.
See, that's me. John, do you dress up? Are you going to dress up?
That was the only reason I wanted to go, Scott. I want to see you as a zombie cowboy.
It's a cowboy of the dead or something, yeah. Yeah.
I just don't know if I can get into the whole dressing up because I just don't know if it's me.
I asked Ryan if he was going to dress up with Soul and Spirits, and he said, I like to pour beer. I think that was his answer. So that's all I need to know. He's not dressing up. I'm not. And you go, Rocktown's going to win anyway because they're awesome. They do the greatest costumes ever.
Well, I'm going to say this.
I mean, challenge them if you want, but
we're
great.
We're running up on some time. If you're a parent and you're going to Fayetteville this weekend to see your kid because you just – sent them off to school because I know someone that literally is going this weekend who I will keep her unnamed. I might be related to her.
Oh.
Go run up to Rogers. Go see our friends at New Providence.
Go look at the balloons at
Soarfest. Just Google New Providence.
Yeah, sure.
If you tell John Lee that we sent you, he will pour you a free sample.
Of water. All right, John.
We're going to have $5 pints out at Soarfest.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, come on.
Go to Soarfest. Don't get in a balloon, but go look at them. That would be my recommendation. Watch them float off in the air. So, John, I appreciate you. Sorry you couldn't be in studio tonight, but appreciate you calling in, spending a good almost hour with us.
Enjoyed it, brother.
Glad to be on, guys. Always good to talk to you.
See you, John. You're listening to Tap Time on 103.7 The Buzz.
Beer, check. Certified Angus beef, check. Swift All Natural pork, check. House-made brats, check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for imports or seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Southern Tail Brewing is now open in Little Rock's East Village. Join them at the forefront of this exciting venture where dogs and beer unite to create an unforgettable experience. Discover a haven where you can indulge in delicious craft beer and great food. Southern Tail Brewing, 900 East 9th Street in Little Rock.
Did you hear about a beer on Tap Time and can't remember what the name was? Did you miss a broadcast or simply want to listen to the show again? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Barton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, go to the Facebook page Tap Time LR for all your news and information on beers and breweries that the guys have discussed and get the most up-to-date information on what's going on in the Arkansas beer scene.
Southern Tail Brewing is now open in Little Rock's East Village. Join them at the forefront of this exciting venture where dogs and beer unite to create an unforgettable experience. Discover a haven where you can indulge in delicious craft beer and great food. Southern Tail Brewing, 900 East 9th Street in Little Rock.
I'm Craig O'Neill, and I got a question for you. What are the 5 smartest things you've ever done? Of course, I have no way of knowing what's on your list unless you own a Genesis. Then that day you discover Genesis of Conway would make the top 5 easily. You see, you don't test drive a Genesis. You don't buy one. You don't own one. You love a Genesis. And with the 26s they can show you, it'll be love at first sight. Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
Injured? There's only one number you need to know. 888-8888.
At Rainwater Holton Sexton, no case is too big and no insurance company too strong.
Just dial 888-8888.
Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See shelter agent Michael Ludwig in Greenbrier, Todd Matthews in Benton, or Paul Griffin in Monticello today.
Want to listen to Tap Time while you're away from the radio? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Parton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, look for Tap Time on Facebook at Tap Time LR.
Born in the Ozarks and brewed in Rogers, Arkansas, New Province Brewing Company is producing some of the finest and uniquely crafted beer in Arkansas. Enjoy their bold and beautiful Philosopher King IPA, the sophisticated Fallen Queen Belgian-style Whitby, an easy-drinking Spacesuit Session Ale, or one of their many delicious seasonals and rotators. Whatever the occasion, seize the day, craft your empire, and reach for the New Province. Go to newprovincebrewing.com for more information.
Beer, check. Certified Angus beef, check. Swift All Natural pork, check. House-made brats, check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete, thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for imports or seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Shout out to Cabin Boys Brewery in Tulsa for a delicious Imperial Stout. This is fantastic. 2023.
Now, have you been to their tap room?
I have a few times.
Which
yeah.
one? Because they both. Got a couple. Okay, I didn't go to the brewery. I went to the tap room that's kind of downtown.
The brewery's awesome because in one contained you're at Marshall's, American yeah. Solera, and Cabin Boys. They're all just
yeah. I drove by it, but with the wife and I, we were eating dinner with a group of people that night down the street from the tap room.
Yeah, and the one downtown is a really nice place to eat. Yeah. And we'll probably eat there. We're going to a ball game.
You're right going to a beer corner. Festival.
Going to a beer fest. I mean,
before
imagine that.
A ball game.
Yeah, it's a they do, like, you get pay a little extra, you buy the ticket for the game, and then another, like, $20 if you want to do the beer fest. Yeah. So you get in, like, 90 minutes early, and, you know, mostly local brewers.
I mean, you buy two beers, you're going to spend $20.
Oh, man, I mean, at all the ballparks
and you're
going to
be in there 90 minutes early?
So, yeah, it's going to be a good time, and then we'll probably wander over to Cabin Boys.
Bring me a beer back.
I will bring you something.
Yeah.
I'll bring you something.
You know, let's
see if I can find Damon another Something. I don't know what.
Yeah. Damon's going to start expecting every time we go out of town.
Every time I go out of town, I have to bring Damon something, and you occasionally.
Well, it's been a fun show, Scott. I think we got about 40 seconds here.
I think we promoted everything we can promote.
We have plenty of festivals. Go check out the All Arkansas Festival next week.
Google
Arkansas
be really
times.
Good.
Yeah, it's going to be Rocktown's there. I think a lot of the spirit companies. If I'm not mistaken, also, I think I saw Origami maybe there, along
Love
with pretty
origami.
Much most of the breweries in Central Arkansas.
Oh, hey, I didn't tell you. I was at the ballpark last Thursday night, and I'll be there the next couple homestands, and then it's over. They had the Snow Monkeys.
Yeah.
$3 special.
I saw a picture of you and Kelly.
Oh, it was. Oh,
but I also saw a picture of you one night with our guy from Garage Beer.
I said Garbage Beer.
No,
Garage Beer, yeah.
Yeah.
The lime, that lime Garage Beer is pretty darn good.
It is.
Drank several of those that night. He bought a couple rounds. Fantastic
guy.
Well,
I told him he needed to buy everything for you that night. So
he didn't buy everything, but he did walk around the beer garden and ask who all needed another Garage Beer, which was brilliant.
It's a great rep.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, and he bought about a dozen of them. People were loving it. It's a pretty
nice. It's good light beer.
Yeah, super easy
for what
to
drink.
Price is right on it.
It is contract brewed at a pretty famous craft brewery. Yep.
I'll
tell you once we get off there.
Oh, interesting. Right. Well, it's a tasty brew.
See you, Scott.
All right.
Studios.
Cheers, y'all.
Tune in again for another round coming up soon right here on 103.7 The Buzz.